I mean, historic Delfshaven right now, perhaps the most fairy-like neighborhood in Rotterdam. I'm now going to ask the so-called Tovertunnel, the magic tunnel, some questions. The Tovertunnel is a small pedestrian tunnel that connects historic Delfshaven with Bospolder. Hi. You are, in fact, the entrance to one of the poorest neighborhoods in the Netherlands.
You were supposed to ask me questions. That is not a question.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel I'm a tunnel.
You do think, however. What do you think about that?
I think it was fine the way it was.
And how was it?
Rough, dirty, grey. They painted my walls and coloured my lamps. They thought that would change something. Change something. As if that were possible. You can still hear those lamps' irrepressible buzzing. Close your eyes, and it's still as unheimlich as before.
So those changes, they were unnecessary to you?
There is, of course, a lot of pollution here. I won't deny that. Drugs, violence, that wasn't great for me either. But the response is always the same. Rules, rules, rules. Every night some idiot comes here and locks me. Locks me? The fences, the close at the front and the back. Do they do that for the Maas tunnel as well, for the Mont Blanc tunnel? I don't think so. Not at any time did they think about how embarrassing that was for me. Because who really cares about tunnels? And then they put a little fence around it too, so that no bikes can rush through anymore. What a sadness. All those rules.
But you do last.
Yeah, I do last. What else should I be doing? They don't need me elsewhere. They build bridges elsewhere. I hate bridges. They're so arrogant. So obvious. So full of themselves. There's no mystery for bridges. You can see where they're going. And the bigger they are, the more they're admired by people. The Erasmus Bridge, for example. He got all these little flags to celebrate the rebuilding. The entire bridge was decorated beautifully. And I, what did I get? Bright colors and a fence. Now, I won't say all bridges are the same. I've had a lot of friends that are bridges too. The Hoerenloper, the Hoerhopper is a great guy. And the Hef is, of course, a doll. Also, she's an ex-girlfriend of mine. But those big bridges? Oh, they're all the same.
All right, enough about bridges.
You started talking about it.
I didn't. I want to talk a little bit about your name, the Tovertunnel, the Magic Tunnel. What do you think about that name?
That name sucks. Where do you see enchantment, magic? Well, doing magic implies magic. And there's nothing magical about painted concrete and colored LED strips. Oh, on the one hand, you see the Piet Heyns Bridge that is so idyllic and cozy and blah, blah. And on the other hand, there is this crooked Heineken billboard. Is that supposed to be enchantment? Talking about the Piet Heyns Bridge, what an antisocial, presumptuous son of a bitch that is. Sir is a tourist attraction. Sir is historical. Sir is a mean little sack of shit.
Okay. Is there anything you do like?
Do you know what I love? Every hour the carillon plays. That is so beautiful. That pilgrim father church is the best, by the way. Always friendly and thoughtful. And he plays such beautiful songs. That is... If I wouldn't have that, I would have dropped myself long time ago.